continuing the laws of Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. The Mechaber tells us, Kishaokrim Kohanim Raglehem La'alos L'duchen. So we mentioned that the Kohanim need to already ascend to the platform. The beginning of the paragraph of Ritzei, also known as the Avodah. What exactly are the Kohanim doing at this time? It's kind of like you're in coach on an airplane wondering what they do in the first class. So this is what the Kohanim do. Omrim, they say, Hiratzim of Anecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shete Bracha Zo, Shivanu Levarech Es Amcha Yisrael, Bracha Shleima. That the bracha in which you commanded us that we're supposed to say to this to the Bnei Yisrael, let it be a bracha shleima, complete. V'lo yehi ba michshol v'avon mi'atah v'ad olam. And that's actually this Yiratzon is in the art scroll, which is written right next to side by side what the Chazan is saying, the paragraph of Echol Achayim, and it's translated here at the very end that there is neither a stumbling block nor sin from now and forever. And this is what the Kohanim are supposed to be focused on at this particular point, moments before they give the bracha to the congregation. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, as we'll see in a second, the Mechaber continues and says, Marichin betfilu zu ad sheyichla amen shel hoda mepiat tzibur, that the Kohanim are supposed to be saying this bracha alongside as the Chazan is saying. They're saying this bracha quietly. And when they finish, it's going to be approximately the same time that the Chazan finishes and the congregation answers Amen. The Mishnah Berurah on this tells us, says that Lav Dafka doesn't mean that they have to finish while the congregation is saying Amen. That's when they finish their bracha in the middle of the congregation answering Amen. El Ad Shisayim HaShliach Tzibor L'chon Na L'hodos. They should finish their Yihiratzon at the same time the Chazan does. Kedei, in order Shianu HaKal Amen Al Shtehen. Even though maybe not everyone in the congregation realizes this, when you're answering Amen to this bracha of the Chazan, you're also answering Amen to what's being said by the Kohanim as well, that their bracha, which they'll be reciting shortly to you, is going to be effective. Will be a bracha shleima. And then the Mishnah says, Lefi zeh pashut, it's pretty obvious to me, degam ha-kohanim yanu amen al birchos ha-shliach tzibor. V'chein matzasi b'shulchan shlomo. He says that even though we know what comes to your own bracha, you don't answer amen to your own bracha, but the reality is, at the same time, they're also listening to the bracha of the Chazan, and therefore, answering amen is not answering amen to their bracha, but they'll be answering amen to the Chazan. That's something which they can do, even though they'll be finishing simultaneously the same moment as the Chazan. Fine. And the Shar Tzion brings down the words of the Eliyahu Rabbah, who's maskim to the words of Lavush, that says that the reason why we do this is kedei lahasmich tfilosam libirchosam. That immediately after their tefillah, they should immediately go into their bracha. There should be no hefsek, there should be no break in between this bracha to what they're about to do in the Nesias Kapayim. So after this is said, we're now going to see the actual way that the bracha is given. The Mechaber tells us that omdim baduchen, you have the Kohanim when they are standing at the platform, pineihem klapi ahechel, it should start off before the actual Nesias Kapayim, before they're called, that they're facing the ark, the arm. V'achreim klapi am, and therefore their backs are toward the tzibur. Ash shliach tzibur mesayim modim, until the Chazan finishes this point of the davening of modim. V'oz imhem shnayim kari lehem kohanim. If there's two Kohanim present, then they will call out the name Kohanim, which we're going to get back to in a few moments in the Mishnah Berurah. Once they hear they're being called, that's the time which they turn around and face the that they have to be facing the nation, the congregation. In the event that instead of having two Kohanim, there's only one that's present, enu kari lo, the Mechaber says we do not call him, we do not say Kohanim, it's only one guy anyway. Elohu mi'atzmo masterpanim. The Mechaber holds that you don't say anything, but he just, once he gets to that point, he does it on his own. We'll get back to that in a second. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it comes to Kohanim, immediately afterwards is the words Am Kedushecha Ka'amor. The Mishnah Berurah tells us Hainu HaShliach Tzibur. Only person that should be saying this out loud is the Shliach Tzibur, in exclusion not to the congregation, because some places you have the congregation also after the Chasen says Kohanim, you hear in an undertone people saying Am Kedushecha Ka'amor. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us Mashno Hagin Be'ezim Mekomos, you may find in some places Shakohanim Omrim Am Kedushecha Tosu, that if you hear the Kohanim are the ones that are saying Am Kedushecha, that we're such great holy people, that's a mistake. They, the Kohanim, should not recite the words Am Kedushecha. Certainly the Shliach Tzibur, and if it's your custom also, the congregation, there's nothing wrong with them saying it as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, as far as the way that they're faced, why is it necessary that they need to face the congregation? Well, maybe it's a polite, nice thing to do. Well, the Mishnah Berurah gives us a different reason. The Alfinim of Gemara, actually the Gemara tells us, Shebirchas Kohanim Sarachlios Panim Keneged Panim. It must be, based on the Gemara, that they must be facing one another. Now, because they have to be facing one another, and the words of the bracha, it's very important, as the Zohar explains, that when the Kohen stands up, there must be a certain attitude that that Kohen feels about the Kehillah, and also the congregation has to feel a certain way toward the Kohanim that are present. Says the Zohar, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that Kohen Shasibor Sonim Oso. This doesn't happen here, of course, but imagine, use your imagination, that a Kohen in which the Tzibor, for some reason, doesn't like him. Oh, Shehu Soni as a Tzibor. The Kohen doesn't like this particular group of people. Sakanahu la Kohen imisa kapov. It says that it's a sakana, dangerous, what exactly that means, but those are the words of the Zohar, that a person in this situation should not do Nesias Kapayim, and therefore, L'chein Yetzei Mebeis Achneses Kodem Ritzei, in order to not to put himself in such a compromising situation, as well as the compromising situation for the Tzibor, he should actually leave the Shul before Ritzei, so that he does not have to he doesn't have to duchen. It says, Imenu Yochel Kofes Yitzro Hoser Hasina Malibo, provided that he's unable to change his attitude and feelings in the short duration of time, that he shouldn't duchen. Okay. And he explains the reason why this is so is because if you look at the actual bracha, the bracha ends off Baruches Amo Yisrael Bi'ahava. You're supposed to feel a sense of love. That's what the Kohanim is supposed to feel for the Tzibor and also the Tzibor for the Kohen. Now, the Mechaber mentioned that when it comes to the Chazan giving the word to the Kohanim, it's necessary for it to be exactly that. Kohanim, it must be two. And if not, the Mechaber holds that he does not say anything. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why, which seems to be obvious. Why would you need a reason why? After all, there's only one Kohen, obviously it's not Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that that's really not reason enough to not say the words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's based on a different form of words in the Pasuk, that it says, by Birchas Kohanim, Dechsiv Amor Lahem, say to them, which is that he was saying to the Kohanim, teach them this bracha. Dehainu lomer lo Kohanim sheyavarech es Yisrael, Lahem mashma shnayim. Since this is to them, that's at least two people, and therefore the Pasuk clearly says that it's necessary that there should be two for the Chazan to say the words Kohanim. But of course, if there's still one, they duchen, but the Mechaber holds that you don't have to call out his name. Conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah, which discuss that it's not necessarily that everyone holds like this. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'afil im yesh imo od echad katan pachos meben yud gimel shana. What happens if we only have one Kohen, but you decide to drag your little kid along also, who's a Kohen, to duchen with you, so you're not all alone? So is that considered to be Kohanim? Is that two? Well, the question is, do we count this child? So the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the words of the Pri Chadash, Gam kein enu kari Kohanim. That's also not enough that the Chazan should use that word, Kohanim. Lafi min hagenu, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, which is similar to the Ramah, which we didn't quote, according to our custom, Shashliach Tzibur Omar Elokeinu, that the Chazan in an undertone says the words Elokeinu, 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 Varak only Shiomer Kohanim B'kol Ram. The only word that he says aloud is Kohanim. So, and the question is, why is he allowed to do this? Isn't this an interruption in his tefillah? Says, no, the Leke Hesek V'hu Eina Tefillah. This is considered to be part of the Shemon Esrei, and therefore he's allowed to say this is not a problem. And concludes the Mishnah Berurah, Mehai Taima, for this reason, writes the Eliyahu Rabbah, Shafil Rak Kohen Echad Gadol, even if there's only but one Kohen, Nami Im Omar Hashatz B'Kol Ram Kohanim En Ligerbo, that if the Chazan would say the words Kohanim, it's not a big deal, it's not a problem, we're not going to start screaming at the Chazan. So the question is, well, what do you mean? There's only one guy up there, and he's saying Kohanim. So some explain that the reason why it's not necessarily an issue is because when you say Kohanim, it's not necessarily you're speaking to that Kohen up there, but in general, you're speaking about the idea of Birchas Kohanim, and therefore, of course, there's not just one Kohen, and therefore, some hold by saying Kohanim, as the Mishnah Berurah states, is not considered an issue, and therefore, we're not going to silence or correct such a chazon.